Hi, the question for Utica Smith. View like upper T like Tom, EKA SMITH. Date of birth is 12/28/74. Date of accident 9/20/2022. Date of service is 12/18/2023. Patient Utica Smith is here for follow-up evaluation. She was rear-ended as a resident driver, leading to headaches with some forgetfulness, confusion, depression, and suicidal ideation, along with pain syndrome in neck and the lower back, affecting her ability to carry out her ADLs. Today, she reports that her pain in the neck is around 3 to 4 when she has taken pain medication, 4 or 5 in the left shoulder, and lower back is 4 to 5 also. However, when she has not taken any pain medication, then the pain reverts to 8 or 9. So far, her pain is varying from 4 to 6 most of the time. She is able to walk with the help of a rollator walker. She is also requesting a water therapy, and she reports that she is improving 80% with the injections that were given. However, she still points out some pain at the left SI joint. She's going for neurologist, psychiatrist, and the psychologist, as well as neuropsych therapies. And patient would like to come back for another injection for lumbar spine, LESI, as well as left SI joint. Again, her pain is varying from 4 to 6, and ADLs are affected for 80% relief is obtained by the patient with all the treatment that has been provided. Please review the chart for the ADLs, for system review, as well as for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. The patient is advised to use the marijuana for further pain relief. The vital signs are as follows. The blood pressure is 165 or 104. Pulse is 87. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 11/16/2023, dictation number 1128-023. Along with diagnosis, plan is to continue all the medications, which are Xanax, Ortrim, Gabapentin, and Furoscid. That patient still has half and half. She's taking only one at night, and hence I'm not refilling that. She wants naproxen to be refilled, but we carry Mobic instead. I'm giving Mobic for her for anti-inflammatory effect. We're also giving her Wellbutrin 150 milligram once a day for depression, and Protonix 20 milligram PRN for stomach pain relief. The rest of the medicine she'll continue. She'll going to continue water therapy that has been ordered, along with physical therapy that has been ordered 2 times a week, and with traction massage aquatherapy. And because of the TBI, she has ordered attended care. She is confused. She has extreme memory loss, confusion, suicidal ideation, and hence attended care is warranted 4 hours, 7 days. She has also ordered laser treatment, water treatment, or hydrotherapy. Along with this, she is advised to join a gym at Mayor Coleman Young Center, and hot pools, yoga exercise, traction of the spine, and losing weight. She'll be seen in a month's time. The patient is more than willing to come for a injection treatment. We'll again advise her to have an injection 1 or 2 times to the lumbar epidural and 1 time to left sacroiliac joint for diagnostic, as well as 1 or 2 to the cervical spine. So far, the patient is stable. Thank you very much. She'll be seen in 30 days.